I'm joined by Aziz Dorr, who's a British-based dentist who comes from Bani Walid in Libya. Aziz, there have been reports that the town has been taken by pro-Gaddafi forces. Is that true? You've been in touch with your relatives there. What are they saying?
I've been in touch with my relative there in Bani Walid, and this story is absolutely not true. The true things, it's actually is a political debate between two guys in Bani Walid, those guys who control the local MTC in Bani Walid. Those two guys, one name is Mohammed Bashir. He's used to be a refugee in United States. And the other guy, his name Salem Al-Wa'ar, also he was a refugee in United States. Mohammed Bashir joined all the rebel forces when they came out to Bani Walid. When they liberate Bani Walid, they actually, all the people of Bani Walid, they left Bani Walid already, but the city been looted and been raped. I mean, all those stuff of the people has been looted and destroyed. So people, when they return back, they become so angry with the failing and all the promises the NTC has made over Libya and over Bani Walid. There's no money, there's nothing left to the people, even in the bank. When they go to the bank, they return them back and they're saying there's no money there to give you either from their account numbers. So people, there is a sort of frustration, there is a sort of unrest in the people. So that's why I didn't like to let Mohammed Bashir and his team to run the city, the local NTC and the city.
Has there been fighting there?
Yeah, that's why, that's the real story. Until the fighting has broken yesterday between them. So they kick out Salem Al-Wa'ar, he kick out the other guys from the Bani Walid. That's it. So there is a two military base. One belong to Salem Al-Wa'ar called 93 Brigade, referring them to 1993 when the people of Warfalla rised against the Gaddafi. And the other brigade called 28 May, which is where a couple of where people have been died in Bani Walid in 2011.
So is it a clash between two different militias?
Yeah, just between two different militia. But the other militia has been supported by almost 90% from population of Bani Walid. Because the other militia is not like this militia. They are not running behind people there. The other militia is more conciliated party. It's more, they are accepting all the views or other the views. But those the other militia controlled by Mohammed Bashir, they didn't conciliate with the people there. I mean, they didn't accept who used to be support Gaddafi. He didn't accept anybody.
Do you think it highlights wider anger with the NTC, or is this just
it's a part of the whole picture, actually, like what happened between Zouara and Rigdalin in the Tunisian border, like what happened between Garian and La Sabah, like what happened between different tribes. Some clashes, some minor clashes happened there, but because those guys, they are Bedouin and with the weapon everywhere and with the NTC, he couldn't control the country anymore. And as you can see how what the country went, and even with the normal demand, people desperate to resume their normal life, but those obstacles related to the money, related to filling for their promises and things, so they couldn't do their life. That's why the people are still frustrated and still angry.
What do you think is going to happen next?
Sorry?
What do you think will happen next?
I didn't contact them this morning. I'm still waiting. And as one of the internal prime minister said, probably there is some of forces outside Beni Waleed from Misrata side or from Tarhuna side, which is about 80 kilometers away from the center of Beni Waleed. Probably they waiting there just until the situation in Beni Waleed being calmed down. But the other things, it's Mohammed Bashir, one of the militia leaders, they have good access to the media. So that's why they all rise at everything. I monitored them yesterday. They are rising, they are the Bro Gaddafi and things, just to get the sympathy from the NTC so they can give them more power to control the city, just to smash the people there, rather than go to them by negotiation way and things to solve the problem.
So it's just propaganda?
Just the propaganda, nothing there. Where they can take the country, Beni Waleed is surrounded by all the city as now the NTC and the stripe flag become an official flag for the Libya. So they know those people, what they're doing. But because the other part, it's because the NTC is failing to reconciliate the country. Even all those requirements on, they did it in their election law, all these requirements, it's not very fair for all Libya. So it's part of the political failing, control political failing of Libyan pictures.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Matthew.